Good evening and welcome to A Theater in Your Head, three one-act radio dramas produced by Professor Rick Thomas and Purdue Theater Sound students. I'm Greg Kostraba. Later this hour, we'll travel to Mansfield, Ohio in May of 2021, where bionics is on everyone's mind in Making Mansfield. We'll also check out explorers in a starship intent on finding crystals needed to save their home planet. Right now, a story of two brothers struggling to keep their family shoe factory afloat in a changing world. This is called The Machine.
Oh, morning, Andrew. Beautiful day for making shoes, huh?
Sure is. No, I love this place. You smell that? Ah, that's the smell I love. There's nothing like the smell of leather in the morning.
I'm not even sure I notice it anymore. You started coming in with your dad every day when you were, what, six? This factory floor is probably like a living room to you at this point.
Well, Dad started bringing me to work with him when I was eight. And when Henry was eight, Dad brought us both. Henry and I always loved it.
We just wanted to work on these old machines.
I guess any day is bring your son to work day when you own the place.
Ha!
Did you hear that Henry finally finished the machine he's been working on for the past year?
Henry's here. He's never here before noon. Where's he at?
I think I saw him headed to the stitching room.
Oh, man, I gotta see this thing.
Look who it is. Morning, Henry.
So you finally finished it, huh? You know, you think this thing's gonna work? Last time you tried turning it on, it blew a gasket.
Yeah, that I remember. I got a new one and made some improvements to the gear assembly, and I finally figured out the punch mechanism. It combines a stitcher and a puncher together.
Ooh.
This thing is ready to go. I think it'll revolutionize our factory.
Well, that's great, Henry. I'm just happy you have something to keep you busy. You graduated college a year ago, and since you've been home, the only time I see you is here or in your room at Mom and Dad's working on this machine. Maybe while you're down here, you'll finally pick up more of the family business. We're gonna be running this place together soon, you know.
Come on, Andrew. You know me. I'm not just some glorified cobbler. I'm trying to actually be someone. Honestly, it sometimes feels like a waste to band-aid these old machines all the time instead of just creating something new. I prefer to work smarter, creating new ways to do things. Take a look at the schematic I made for this thing. Isn't it incredible?
I guess that's pretty impressive, Henry. But do you really think we need it, though? You know, we've got a system that works just fine. I figure, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And when it does break, I mean, I've got my little brother here to work his magic and put it back together, huh?
I'm telling you, Andrew, this combo stitcher puncher I built will revolutionize the entire shoe industry. We're going to be millionaires.
Okay, brother, whatever you say. Just don't forget about your family when you go national. Didn't we just get a huge order for non-skids that we need to ship out tomorrow?
Yeah, we did, Andrew. You're right. Have you started up the old stitcher yet?
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
Andrew, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. What the heck happened?
Must have blown a gasket or something? Here, let me take a look at it.
Leave it alone. I got it. I fixed this thing a million times.
I haven't fully tested out mine, but we could hook it up and see how she runs.
No way. I know this thing is a dinosaur, but there's no way that your stitcher puncher will be better than old reliable here.
All right. Let's see about that. If I can hook mine up before you fix that one, then we'll see which one is better. May the best man win?
You're on.
Let's start in 3, 2, 1, go!
Oh man, this thing is a mess. Barely see through all the tape and chewing gum.
Having a little trouble there, Andrew?
I need a wrench.
Looks like you got an oil leak over there.
Shut up. I got it in my mouth.
Almost there. Here goes nothing.
Henry, no, come on.
Yes, I won. Yes. in your face, Andrew! Now we get to test it out on a pair of shoes. Here we go.
Thing actually works. You're still not as good as the old Stitcher.
I've been working on this idea for months, researching new technologies. I figured if those Wright boys up in North Carolina can fly, then I can make a pair of shoes faster than anyone. This combination Stitcher puncher is going to increase our production tenfold.
Oh, it's cute that you got one of your little inventions to work, Henry. But as soon as we get a new gasket, we're going back to the old machine. John, I need you to keep better track of these invoices. No, for the last 6 months, since my brother's spuncher came online, we've been swamped. Now that we can fill orders quicker than anyone else, we're likely to get even more.
You got it, boss. I still think that new name is great. It stitches, it punches, the spuncher.
Ha ha. Henry got lucky this one time.
Hey, Henry.
Hiya, John. Andrew? Are you somewhere behind that mountain of paper?
Yeah, we're swimming in orders. We are now the premier shoemaker in all the Northwest. You actually did something good for once.
One good idea is all it takes, Andrew. Apparently, word of our newly improved productivity has spread. The Modern Shoe Factory up in Chicago heard about my machine, and they offered me $30,000. They want to patent my machine so they can start building more and sell them all over the country. This thing will be a national brand, Andrew. National!
Yeah, I know. The Modern Shoe Company. But can we trust them with this?
Huh?
How do you know the deal is for real? You know, we've been working on the patent ourselves for the past 6 months, and we are so close to finalizing the paperwork. You can't just sell it to him.
I'm tired of dealing with the patent company and all those lawyers.
Tired? No, you can't give up now. I think you should run it by Dad first. He sold a patent before. He'll know if this is a good idea or
not. No. I don't want to get Dad involved in this. I know what he's going to say. Now, son, I encourage you to do what you want, and I know you will succeed at whatever you do, but you have to be honest with yourself. Is this the right thing to do?
Well, Dad has been through this before, and, you know, he's usually right.
Yeah, I know. I just want to do this myself, you know?
Couldn't you make a new machine that does something a little different and have the Modern Shoe Factory patent it?
I could, but I don't have the time or the money. This guy wants it now, and I'm tired of waiting. I just want to get out of this town already.
Well, we clearly can't afford to give him ours. We wouldn't be able to keep up with all this new business. At this point, the factory will fold without your contraption.
I've already thought of that. I'm not trying to leave everyone here in a lurch. All we need is a gasket for the old machine. You could just go back to the way the factory was before. Selling my invention is worth $30,000, Andrew. That's more than we'd make at the factory in a decade.
Absolutely not, Henry. With the spuncher you created, we could expand the factory within a year. That would mean more jobs here in Cordwainer. And what about four generations of Herman Shoemakers? If this factory goes under, our family name, our friends, everyone in Cordwainer goes broke.
This is just like you. You always live in the past. This is a new frontier, something we get to pioneer. We could redetermine what people think of when they hear the name Herman. Instead of dusty old shoes, we could be associated with technology, innovation, the future.
Come on, you've already proven it can work. The factory is doing better than ever. Is that not enough for you? I admit it, I was wrong. One of your drawings has turned into a great success. But just quit while you're ahead. The money isn't worth destroying a family legacy.
But Andrew, this is my chance. You know I've never wanted to work here. I only stuck around for you and Dad. I've got to get out. I'm not going to die here.
Oh, so it's my fault. And not only my fault, but the whole family's? I'm not going to let you ruin us.
Hey, it wasn't my decision to build this business. What could possibly be more mind-numbing than shoes? Why can't you see what I see? There is a whole world of opportunities out there, and selling the spuncher is our ticket out of here.
Henry, it was hard enough on me in the factory when you left for college. I'm not going through that again. Find some other way. Neither you nor your machine are going anywhere.
Oh, shut up, you old crummy bear.
Sometimes it's hard to remember he's my brother when his head's so big.
Henry, you couldn't have made that thing any lighter? Or at least invented something else to load it onto the truck instead of us?
Don't blame me. Andrew wants us to take it to the city, and you know him. His way is the only way.
Well, I guess if Andrew said so. Speaking of, boss, are you and Andrew all right? You two seemed to get along a lot better before you left for college.
We definitely did, John. I grew up a lot in college and learned how to do so much more than bandaging the old machines at the factory. I think that Andrew just can't handle me playing at his level now. He's threatened or something. You know, Dad gave him everything. His entire identity is based on him and a factory somebody else built. He's never had an original thought or created something new himself. But I have.
Wow, Henry, I didn't know it was that tough between the two of you. Don't you think y'all can work it out?
Depends if he can ever stop seeing me as the little kid who used to hand him tools. Do you hear that? There shouldn't be anyone on the road this early.
Oh, probably just some farmer getting ready to plow his cornfield. Let me take a look. I'll climb atop the spuncher.
Be careful! That took a year to build, remember?
Sorry, boss. Hey, that kind of looks like Andrew's car back there. Why would Andrew be following us? Did we forget something? Henry, you better pull over.
It couldn't be Andrew. He never comes in before 8. There's no way he's realized yet.
Realized what, boss? I thought you said this was his idea.
Just shut up and sit down, John. You have to be wrong. There's no way it's Andrew.
Sorry, boss. Henry, he's all over the road and he's fast.
Whoever it is, just help me get away from him.
Wait, what if you turn right over there?
No, not that way. That's a cornfield.
Into the field. There's an access road. Maybe we better pull over, Vaughn. Maybe we can talk this thing out. Look, he's pulling over, too.
Don't worry about it, John. My brother and I need to talk. Just stay in the truck, please.
Henry, you ungrateful brat. What the hell are you doing? You're actually going to the city to sell our spuncher? Have you finally lost it? Yeah, the one time you do something productive to help the factory, you screw it up. You know, you got lucky. We're going back and bringing your dumb contraption with us.
You keep saying ours, but I created this. You were mocking me until your precious antique of a stitcher broke down.
How many inventors actually make it? You're not Graham Bell. Very few actually become famous and support themselves. You've just filled Dad's house with half-finished contraption and broken bits from the factory. The family needs this.
You know, Andrew, I am so tired of you telling me what to do. Ever since we were kids.
Henry, what happened to you? Ever since you came back from college, we never spend any time together. You used to follow me around like a puppy, handing me tools while I fixed machines. Let's just head home and get back to those days.
That was fun and all, Andrew, but I was a child. What else was I supposed to do but hang around the factory? I realized who I am while I was gone. I'm not your pet, just filling some void that you have. This is my opportunity to finally make it. I am not going back.
Yes, you are. Quit being selfish. John, start the truck. We're going home. Henry, you can ride with me, or I'm going to strap you down in the back of this truck.
John, don't you dare start that truck! You are not taking this away from me! Get away from me, Andrew, or I swear I'll hit you! Get away!
Henry,
John, get him off me! Get him off me, John!
Done. You know, I could do this all day, or you can stay down. John, start the truck. We're going home. Henry, you can take my car back to town.
How could you?
John, do you know how this thing works?
You know, I can give it a... you know, honestly, I can't remember how this thing goes together. Henry took it apart, and I just helped him load it.
Well, John, you've never had what anyone would call a complex intuition.
Listen, I'll go get Henry.
No, don't do that. Look, here, I think I've got it. Horse feathers. So this thing connects here. But then, where does this go? Oh, no. So that goes there. Got it. That's it. Yes, I did it.
Look, John, I'm not going to talk to Andrew. What are you doing?
I managed to install this mess without your help.
I'm surprised you even cared to reinstall it. You always said you liked doing things the old-fashioned way. Why don't you just fix the old stitcher, huh? Or I know, we could go find some horses and have them walk around in a circle to power everything like Granddad did. I finally do one thing to step out of your stifling shadow, and you just can't handle the idea that I can do something by myself.
My shadow is stifling? My shadow is the only thing that shielded you from the real world. Mm. No, you're part of a family. You can't just up and quit it whenever it's convenient. The factory's up and running again. Let's just leave this all behind and move on.
Move on? You took my chance to move on, to get out of here and bolted me to this relic of a factory. The Spuncher is mine. I created it. And that machine was my future.
That machine was completely funded by Herman Shoes. The family owns that. You made that while you were on the clock in this factory. The Spuncher belongs in the factory. We paid for it, and you have a responsibility to us. You and your machine aren't going anywhere.
Well, speaking of me and my machine, there is one improvement I'd like to make from my original design.
What are you doing, Henry?
What many people don't realize is that a sledgehammer like this is a precision tool in the right hand. I can use it to adjust a strut that is out of place, tap in a tight pin, or with one swing to the engine.
No! Stop!
What are you doing?
I can bring this whole place down. This factory may have funded my Spuncher, but you are nothing without me.
Oh. How could he do that to us?
Damn him. Is he still outside? Maybe I can talk him down. I'll head out there and I'll stroke his ego a bit. Oh, this can't be it. This pile of steel can't be what breaks us.
I can't see him anymore, boss. Wait! There's a trail of dust moving down the road. He's headed toward the city.
He's gone. I've lost my brother today.
The Machine was written, produced, and directed by Zach Bennett, Chris Kerrigan, and Jake Mantel. The team would like to thank their mentor, Rick Thomas, for his support and guidance throughout this process. The Machine Radio Acting Company is composed of Matt Duncan as Henry Herman, Kenneth England as Andrew Herman, and Wyndham Maxwell as John.
The Machine, a one-act radio drama from Theater in Your Head here on WBAA on 105.9 FM, AM 920, and WBAA.org. Two more radio dramas are still ahead, produced by students in Purdue University's Advanced Sound Design class. Next, a story set in Mansfield, Ohio, just 2 years from now. This is called Making Mansfield.
Good evening, and welcome to the North Central Report for May 21st, 2021. Controversial CTO Seth Womack is back in the news. This time, it's not a tweet that's getting him attention. It's his emerging tech company, Neuracore. In a statement released Wednesday, Seth announced Neuracore's plans to expand from Columbus, Ohio, to the nearby town of Mansfield. This could be the tipping point for Neuracore's large-scale production of the new Neuralink biodigital interface. This plan includes a new career training center that will equip the aging Mansfield workforce with the necessary skills to work in the rising digital tech industry. We now go to Judy, reporting live from the Mansfield Municipal Courthouse. Judy, can you bring us...
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Dave?
Abby?
Oh my God, it's been so long.
Yes, it has. When did you leave the machine shop?
I suppose it'd be what, 7 or 8 years, right?
Seems like yesterday you were just a kid running around there.
I know, it really was ages ago. Coming back here, it feels like I never left.
Yeah, it feels like I never left either. What's that on your neck? Did you get an implant?
Yeah, it's a Neuralink. It's only the first model, but the technology is getting better. I've actually been working at Neuracorp for the past few years.
With, what's his name, Seth Womack?
Yeah, he's great. Though I know the news wouldn't convince you of that. He's always so aggressive, picking fights with politicians and the media. But he's not like that at the office at all, Dave. He's absolutely brilliant. I'm actually here on a business trip to lay foundations for a career center that will help workers adapt to the new high-tech jobs coming right around the corner. I'm really excited to be back home, and hopefully we can do some good for the community. God, it's good to be back. I only got a sip of my coffee, but I think that'll be enough to get me through the day, because they are still brewing it strong enough to give even the quarry drivers the jitters.
Yeah, it's the same proprietary blend, burnt as always. Look, we both know you dodged a bullet when you spilled it on me, and thanks again for that, by the way. But you won't be seeing the many guys coming through here anymore. Quarry went under a couple of years ago. I still got old Pruner doing some part-time driving for me, though.
Pruner? Still kicking? My God. And driving for you.
Yeah, he likes to say we'll see the Gone Fishing sign on his door any day now, but...
That's great you're lending Pruner a hand. The machine shop must be doing all right, then. How's business?
Yeah, business is good, I think. We're really struggling here, Habs. We can't source our material, and there's cheaper products coming in from overseas. Not to mention how this Neuracore arrival is going to affect our business. And honestly, I'm worried.
Dave, I'm so, so sorry. That sounds terrible. You know I loved working with you there, and everyone was so close. There's got to be something we can do.
Abs, if it was anyone else, we wouldn't be talking anymore. You're like my own daughter. We've been through a lot. You always found your way all right. But I don't know what you're doing getting mixed up with this Neuracore. They just another big corporation out to take over our town. They're all the same. They just don't understand the working guys, the working families the way we do.
Dave, I swear Seth isn't like that. I know him. And you've seen him on the news, thumbing his nose at the establishment. He's one of us at heart, not someone who just wants to conquer for profit. He really wants to change this place. This city, this country. Meet with him, Dave. I can arrange it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Dave, I'm sure there's some way that you guys could get involved with the Neuracore supply chain. Your shop is right on Highway 30. And whether you use it now or not, the airport's practically in your backyard. It's a perfect spot. Also, Seth knows your lease on that land is up soon. But we can make a deal that works for you before this gets ugly.
Is that a threat, Abby?
God, no! I mean, Seth was bound to find out since the county records office has that kind of stuff on file. I just want to help you get ahead of this, Dave.
Abby, you know us. You've seen us. We don't change well. Half our guys couldn't imagine doing anything other than what they're doing right now, even if they were offered twice the pay.
Well, it wouldn't be putting everybody behind a computer. They're going to need fabricators, too. I'm not saying it'll be painless. But there is room for a solution here that works for everyone before lawyers get involved.
Yeah, all right. Come by the office next week. We'll have a discussion.
That sounds great. You aren't going to regret this, Dave. Is your number still the same?
Yeah, everything's still the same.
I had a feeling.
Hey, Joe, thanks for dropping by.
Dave, what you got me up here in your ivory tower for? To kill time? Getting bored with that minesweeper thing you like playing with?
You'd be doing nothing out there. Might as well do it in here. Still paying you for it, smart guy.
Right back at you, Dave.
Have a seat, Joe.
What's on your mind?
Oh, hell, there's no good way to say it, so I'll just say it. I gotta ask you and your guys to cut down to 20 hours a week. For a while.
What?
I know. Look, we're getting pinched. The company's just barely staying afloat. On our front end, we got suppliers dragging their feet. And on the other side, we got foreign competition eating into our bottom line. I know this is hard.
Wait, when you say cutting back 20 hours, do you mean right now?
Yeah, Joe. Yeah. You know, Nuricor is setting up shop here now, too, and that growth is bound to drive up the cost of doing business around here.
Come on, Dave. You know Steph and I just got one more mouth to feed. We were struggling as it was. Now you're saying we gotta cut my pay in half?
Look, Joe, if there was any other way, you know me, I would do it. I worked for your father, for Christ's sake. He took care of me, and I'm gonna take care of you and the rest of the crew, too. But right now, it's what we gotta do to keep the place running.
All right, Dave. Well, this won't be easy. I guess Steph could go back to work. I think she's feeling good enough now to get a new job. I'll talk to her.
Joe, I wouldn't ask you if it wasn't absolutely necessary. Please, let Stephanie know I'm just sick about all this. But we'll get through it.
Dave, you aren't gonna believe this, but little Abby just walked in. But she's not so little anymore. She says she has a meeting with you and that her friend is running a few minutes late. Want me to send her back?
Yeah, send her back.
Little Abby Wilson. Haven't heard that name in a long time. Well, I guess I better go. Listen, you want me to tell the other guys about this?
No, I'll tell them. Let Roger know I need to see him in the morning. Oh, and one more thing, Joe. Talk to Mike on the docks. I hear he's looking for some Timbo.
Oh, look at that.
Oh,
little Abby coming back from Columbus to hang with the riffraff once again. Say, your hands look a little soft. I'm not so sure you could handle Pump 5 on the Crushinator with pasty hands like that.
You know I was better at handling that station than you. Get out of here.
You get out of here.
I had a chance to catch up with some of the guys out there. They said you've been cutting down hours?
Yeah. Having a hard time making ends meet. And I'm sorry, but what you're doing here isn't helping much either.
Dave, I still care about Mansfield. This shop, this whole town needs a boost. That's why I came back. I want to help.
I'm sure you do want to help. I'm just trying to figure out if that's what you're actually doing.
Hey, boss. Seth Womack is here. Want me to send him on back?
Yeah, send him in. Dave Ramsey, sir. Good to meet you. Have a seat, Mr. Womack.
Thanks for waiting on me. Let's cut right to the chase, then. There's a lot going on here now, but it seems like there may be some room for us to find a mutual benefit in Neurocore's arrival here. I think Abby told you.
She did. But why don't you tell me about this plan of yours?
Well, Neurocore is looking to build a new production facility here in Mansfield. And we believe Mansfield is the perfect place as the company continues to grow. It's going to create a lot of jobs here, Dave. Jobs that will get Mansfield out of the dark ages and into a new era leading the digital tech industry. It's only the tip of the iceberg. I know times are rough, Dave, but if your guys are half as good as Abby says, I am sure Neurocore could use what your guys bring to the table.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. And I'm not sure about getting folded into the Neurocore umbrella. Look, my crew knows me, and I know them. They work hard. It takes years to perfect their craft, and you're asking my guys to just drop all that and work in some computer factory for some hotshot tech jock from Columbus. We run heavy machinery, not computers.
Dave, I think what Seth means to say...
I'm not trying to imply that all of the capabilities you have are antiquated. What you and your guys do here is good, honest work that all of you have a right to be proud of. But we're businessmen, Dave. We both know business constantly changes. Between us, this is really out of our hands. And if Neurocore doesn't do this tomorrow,
Someone else will do it next week. It's always changing.
Sounds like you have a good thing going here, Dave. Don't let your employees' talents go to waste.
So my choice is no choice at all. Is that what you tell everyone? That their jobs are irrelevant, outdated? It's your way or the highway, huh?
No, you do have a choice. We can make this easy for everyone and work together. Let's reshape this factory a little bit, retrain some of your guys, cut a little bit of fat, and we can change the world as Neurocore revolutionizes computing. And we can do it together. Or you can fight this. Watch your company go out of business.
Seth.
And watch the world change from the sidelines. Change is going to happen. No, it's already happening, Dave, whether you choose to see it or not. Think twice about it.
You've got to be kidding me. This is all about the money and the power to you. We've got families to take care of here, jobs, bills to pay. You can't just come waltzing into our town and make us do what you want so you can turn a profit off us. Abby, how could you let this guy get in your head? Remember where you came from.
Dave, I know it sounds like we're asking...
I know exactly what you're asking. It's too much. You can let yourselves out when you're done. It's still the same code to lock up, if you haven't forgotten that, too.
Dave.
Abby, you are no longer welcome here.
Listen, Abby. It's better off this way. Dave is a product of the past, and he's stuck in his old ways. He doesn't see how the world is changing.
Dave is stubborn, but it doesn't help when he feels like he's being attacked.
Okay. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have been so confrontational. But you know how much this means to me, Abby.
And Dave's business means a lot to him too, Seth. He just needs time to process everything. He'll come around eventually and make the right decision.
Well, it's clear this meeting is over. Here, I'll walk you out to your car.
Welcome back to the North Central Report for June 17th, 2021. We continue our broadcast tonight with an update on the ongoing struggle between Neurocore and local industry here in Mansfield, Ohio. Neurocore CTO Seth Womack announced plans to bid aggressively on city land leased to the Douglas Machine Shop. Sources confirmed today that the Mansfield City Council has called a town hall meeting to discuss the ramifications of the lease changing hands. The council will consider whether to offer the Douglas Machine Shop the right of first refusal before opening the land to public bid. The hearing, scheduled for July 12th, will include Seth Womack and shop owner Dave Ramsey.
All right, let's get this meeting started. Today, we'll hear arguments for and against opening the property lease where Dave Ramsey has been operating his business, Douglas Machine. We've renewed this lease every 10 years without opening public bidding. However, it's up for renewal again this summer, and we have some tough questions to answer. What is the best thing to do for our community? Dave, do you have anything you want to say?
I cannot tell you how painful it is for me to sit here. I can't believe I'm sitting here trying to defend my way of life and its value to this community. We've renewed this lease on a handshake, on our word. The fact that we're even talking about this is killing me because it flies in the face of who we are. This guy, this Seth, is a cheat. He's a flash in the pan telling you the world has changed. And he's not wrong. But that doesn't mean we need to reinvent our way of life for him. Abby and Seth are here because they know their bottom line is better if they get my land.
That's gross oversimplification.
Let me say my piece. You want to take that away from me, too. As I was saying, they want to put the shop crew out. Sure, some will retrain, and Abby says she wants to help with that, and I trust her word. But what are we going to do with everyone else? It just breaks my heart.
And what will we do for our kids? I spend every day preparing our 11th graders for what's facing them when they graduate. There just aren't a lot of opportunities for our students in this town unless they have the means to go to college. How will they learn to adapt to what's coming down the road 20 years from now?
We'll figure it out, Mary. We always have.
And what if it's different this time?
Anyone else have anything to say?
Yeah, I have a few things to say. I came back to Mansfield with one goal in mind. To help this town, my family, into a better future. With Neurocorp, we can give future generations here a chance to adapt. Many of you know I practically grew up in that old machine shop. In a lot of ways, It's home to me. And Dave has done so much for Mansfield. I had hoped Dave would want to work with us. But it's time for change. I believe in what we're doing, and NeuroCorp is the sustainable future Mansfield needs.
We know these changes aren't easy, but if you try to protect the status quo in this new global economy, good luck.
Give me a break. You are stealing opportunity to take advantage of this town. We've seen people like you before, standing where you're standing, saying the same thing. The way we do it here in Mansfield isn't perfect, but we stick together. And Dave has always stuck with us. This guy Seth, he's just up here to slap his name on a factory, cut labor, and pad his...
Oh, come on, Joe. That's not even close to a fair characterization. That's just blatant misdirection.
This isn't about money to us. NeuroCorp jobs will raise pay with shop workers, and we will keep you guys around, too.
You can't promise that. You have no idea what's going to happen if NeuroCorp moves in. You're
Dave,
just saying what you think we want to hear.
Whatever.
How can you say that, Dave? This goes beyond either of us. How can you not
But the machine shop has been supporting Mansfield for over four decades.
And how do you expect to provide for your workers
no.
if you keep...
If the machine shop was going to close at the first sign of trouble, we'd have been gone years ago. We'll bounce back. We always bounce back.
Well, that's easy to say with this deal you have with the city. What exactly is this handshake, Dave? Awfully convenient that you've always renewed the city lease without an opportunity for public bid. What's the state code say about the renewal process for leases like yours?
I think we've heard enough. We're going to have to take our vote. All in favor of opening the lease to public bid, please raise your right hand. It's settled. The vote is 7-2. The land will open to public bid, effective at the expiration of the current lease. This decision is final. To be clear, Douglas Machine Shop will...
Abby?
Joseph.
You got some real nerve showing your face around here.
Joseph, it's been so long. 6 years, was it? You know, it was never personal.
David, I've heard it all before. I guess you probably didn't hear about Dave.
Of course I did.
Poor guy hardly lasted 2 years after the shop closed. Thought I might see you at his funeral. But I'm sure he had something up in Columbus or wherever you are now.
Dave was family to me. I drove overnight from our new outreach center in Pittsburgh when I heard, but he was already gone, and actually, I kept my distance at the funeral. I didn't want to stir anyone up.
I suppose. I just remember how this town was in the old days, before you went, but then they all twisted around and brainwashed
Stop
you.
Stop it, Joseph. It's not that simple. Besides, your son is benefiting from what NeuroCorp did for this town. We're funding a Neuralink for everyone in his class. One of the first classes in the entire country to get access. He's smart as a whip, too. It'll be a huge advantage for him when he graduates.
What do you know about my kid, huh?
Of course I know him. He's all Steph talked about when I see her at the Career Center. And I know Steph is making enough at NeuroCorp to keep food on the table. You of all people should be able to see how NeuroCorp is helping people get back on their feet around here.
All right, sure. Steph managed some good out of all that mess. But if it weren't for you, I'd still have steady work, and I'd be making enough for the whole family. Now what am I gonna do, huh? Thanks to you guys like me, have no option.
I didn't do this to you, Joseph. Times just change.
Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. What do I know? Just try to leave my family alone for the rest of your visit, will you?
Making Mansfield was written, mixed, engineered, and directed by John Chung, A.J. Trent, and Nathan McWilliams. Abby was voiced by Carly Christensen. Dave and the Newscaster was voiced by Aaron D. Moon. Joe was voiced by Martin Sutherland. Seth was voiced by Kenneth England. The assistant and Mary was voiced by Micah Davis. And the city council leader was voiced by Baxter Chambers.
Making Mansfield, the second of three radio dramas produced by students in Purdue University's Advanced Sound Design class. You're listening to A Theater in Your Head on 105.9 FM and AM 920 WBAA. Our third radio drama tonight is set in the distant future, where the closeness of two explorers gets put to the test when one begins to question the value of their mission. Here is Talega Saldi.
Thank you.
The life crystal, a gem held by every planet. This crystal is the life-giving substance for all living natural things. It cleanses the water, grows the plants, and keeps the planet alive. Hence its name, life crystal. 6,000 years ago, Earth's life crystal died, and half the human population perished along with it. The remainder of humanity settled across the universe, claiming new planets as their own, and thus became Altair, Triton, Hyperion 6, and a multitude of others. Since then, a great many other crystals have faded, and now it is Altair's turn. But two brothers have embarked on a journey to save Altair by any means necessary.
Spaceship secured. Good afternoon, Trent. Welcome back.
Thank you, computer.
See, Trent, your ship isn't nearly as bad as you made it seem. I'm glad you brought me here.
Are you kidding? This ship is a piece of crap compared to Tritonian spaceships. They're so much nicer.
Well, yours is very quaint.
Thanks anyway. Hey, why don't we get out of here now? It's really not that great.
Why are you acting so weird?
My brother. He wouldn't approve of us.
Why not?
It's complicated.
Oh.
Trent! I found that!
Ryan!
Who are you?
This is Siona.
Hi, Siona. Do you mind if I talk to my brother alone?
I'm sorry.
It's my fault. I knew this was a bad idea.
No, it's okay. See you later.
See you later? Trent, is this where you've been disappearing to? Going around with some girl?
Chill out.
What about the rule we made? No fraternizing
with
the Tritonians.
I know.
Triton is not our home. Altair is.
How could I forget?
How many times has she been here?
This was the first time.
And you thought it was a good idea.
I didn't see any harm.
You didn't see any harm? We don't need those people discovering we're here to take their planet's life crystal. Don't you see how risky that is?
Ryan, calm down. We've been here for 3 months. All you do is video chat with Bella and obsess about finding the crystal.
I don't obsess
yes,
about
you
the
do.
Crystal.
So how can you expect me to just keep to myself? The people here are kind, the food is delicious, the city is beautiful. You know what will happen if we take the crystal.
And the relationship with this girl will only make what we have to do more painful.
But...
You're my brother. I don't want to see you get hurt. Our time is limited. Altair's life crystal is fading as we speak. The water's gone putrid, food is scarce, and people are dying. Altair had 1 year left at best when we left. We've been gone 7 months already, and it takes 4 months just to get back. There's no time to waste. Every video chat Bella answers is a blessing.
I know.
We need the crystal to restore life to Altair. Promise me you'll break it off with this girl.
I will. It's just...
I came to tell you I found the crystal. We're not going to abandon the mission. Not when we come this far. Look, Trent. I hate to rain on your parade, but this is how it has to be. I'm sorry.
I know.
Control room access granted. Good evening, Ryan.
Computer, status update on Altair.
5 months remain until complete crystal depletion.
Okay. Okay, computer, call Bella.
Establishing video feed. Calling. Bella. Wife. Call connected.
Ryan!
Bells, great news. We found the crystal.
Really? Oh my god!
Yeah, and at this rate, we should be on our way home in a few days.
Amazing! Do you know what this means? Clean water, clear skies, clean air? I've almost forgotten what those things are like. And our Sherry, our little girl, will have a future to look forward to.
I'm doing this for you guys. Hey, have things calmed down since the break-in yesterday?
Yeah. I feel terrible for the neighbors, but I'm so glad it wasn't us.
They stole all their food. Ever since rations got low, things have only gotten worse around here. But Sherry asked about you today. I'll tell her you'll be home soon.
I can't wait to see you guys. Until then, stay inside. And stay safe.
You too. I've heard about those Tritonians. You can't trust them, Ryan.
I know, and I keep telling Trent to watch out for them. And would you believe I found him in his room with a Tritonian girl today?
What? Didn't you guys make a rule about that?
Yeah.
Ugh, Tritonians aren't even attractive. I don't know what goes on in that man's head.
Yeah, I just hope it wasn't anything serious.
I bet your spaceship wasn't up to her standards.
But Bella, I'm really worried about Trent and that girl. If he gets too attached to her, he might end up leaving us. I don't know if I can handle that. I mean, he's not only my brother, but he's my best friend. I want to be more open, but I...
Siona's very sweet, actually.
Trent! How are you?
Fine. Tell Sherry her favorite uncle says hi.
Will do.
Ryan, I need to talk to you. Alone.
Bella, I gotta go. I'll call you again as soon as I can. And hey, I love you. You and Sherry are the most precious things in my life.
Okay. I love you so much, Ryan.
In video transmission.
Why'd you bring me to the Crystal Cave? We could have just talked on the ship.
I want to show you something.
What, the crystal? I don't care about that right now. We need to talk about Siona.
But look at how much progress we've made. The crystal is ready to fall into my hands.
Ryan.
Here, take this pickaxe. Help me with the last bit of stone.
Ryan, I'm not.
Pretty soon, we'll be on our way back. Sherry would be so excited to see you.
Would you stop mining and listen to me? I'm in love with Siona. I want to stay here.
What do you mean you're in love?
I want to stay here.
You almost got me. I know you wouldn't do that when there's so much on the line.
It's not a joke, Ryan. I'm serious.
So what? You want us to leave the crystal here and let Altair die?
This was never about Altair. It's been about you and your family. We all know the life cycle of a planet. We all knew things would come to an end one day. That's just the way the universe works. If you take the crystal, everyone on Triton, including Siona, will die.
And if I don't, Bella and Sherry will die. So I don't have a choice. I have to do this for our family. For Altair!
No, you don't. What's happening to Altair is natural. What you're doing is murder. No one will blame you if you don't take the crystal.
Bella will never forgive me. I'll be taking Sherry's future from her.
Sherry will love you no matter what.
You don't know that for sure. Wow. This really is beautiful. I can't believe I'm finally holding it in my hands. The crystal guarantees a future for us.
Ryan, put the crystal back. We don't know what will happen now that you've taken it out.
I just want to see Sherry again, Trent. I want to see her smile. Not sick with hunger. I don't feel good about this. But if I have to do it in order to see my little girl smile again, so be it.
Sherry will always smile for you, Ryan. Stop this.
I'm sorry, Trent. What is wrong with
you? Can you listen to me for once?
You could have broken it.
Shut up about the crystal. This whole time, it's always been about your family and the crystal. I'm tired of hearing it.
My family? You mean our family. That includes you too.
No, Ryan, it's your family. Bella and Sherry. That's your wife and your daughter. I finally found a place where I feel I belong. And it's here on Triton with Siona. Don't look at me like that. It's not that I don't want to save Altair, but something is calling out to me. And I don't want to lose it.
Then what do you suppose we do?
I don't know. I want to stay here, but...
I'm not leaving you on this godforsaken planet, so get that idea out of your head. We have the crystal. Let's just leave tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
There's no time to waste. It takes 4 months to get home. The crystal can't stay out of the ground much longer than that. We'll make it just in time.
Ryan, no.
Trent.
I love Siona. I love her. The same way you love Bella. Now that I have her, I
can't imagine life without her.
Trent. I don't know what to say. If she really means that much to you, I can try.
I'm not asking you to change your mind.
It's fine. It's about time I focused on you anyway. The mission could probably wait a couple hours.
Thank you. This means a lot. I'll put the crystal back for now. Siona's family invited me to dinner tomorrow. Come with me and meet them. They're good people.
Okay.
You must be Trent. Come in. I'm Siona's father. Please, call me Mr. Turan.
Please, sit down. Join us at the table.
A toast to Trent and his brother Ryan for joining us in this momentous occasion.
Cheers!
Trent, I've heard so much about you. I'm glad to have finally met you. Siona tells me you're not from here.
My father is very curious about you. I'm sure he'll ask many questions.
That's okay. I'm glad to meet you too, Mr. Turan. We're actually from a faraway planet. It's called,
We're from Altair.
Oh yes, that is far. I've heard about Altair's crystal dying. I'm so sorry for you.
We've been traveling in search of a solution. Something that might save our crystal. Triton is so advanced, we thought there might be some sort of answer here.
I think you may have overestimated us a bit. Even we don't know how to restore a planet's life crystal. But all of our knowledge is at your disposal. Just don't steal our crystal. Now, let's eat.
It looks delicious, Mr. Turan.
You can thank our chef for that. She's one of the best on Triton.
What kind of meat is that?
That's Piplampa. It's for special occasions.
Father just wanted to show off for you guys.
I didn't know you had a little sister, Siona.
Yeah, she's very shy, though.
She reminds me of my daughter, Sherry. They seem about the same age.
I didn't know you had a daughter. How adorable.
Yeah, she's a little rascal, all right. Here, Ryan, try the pimpwampa.
I want to hold my little girl again, Trent.
I know.
This is more food than they've probably seen in the past 2 months.
Ryan, don't think about that right now. This isn't about them. It's about us for once.
No. It's about you.
Well, I think we should go see how dessert is coming along. Don't you, girls?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Ryan, don't ruin this for me.
I can't let you stay here.
Why not? Because it'll ruin your perfect family?
Why are you saying it like that? Like you're not a part of it?
Because I'm not.
If you stay here, you'll die.
I'll take that risk.
No.
Yes. You don't get to decide anymore.
You don't get to tell me what decisions I can make.
You don't get to...
Is everything okay in here?
Yes.
No. Trent has been hiding something. He... Trent has been hiding his relationship with Siona from me. I just wish I would have known sooner. Excuse me.
Leaving so soon?
Yeah. I have to go. It was nice meeting all of you.
You as well.
Ryan.
I'll see you back on the ship. Enjoy yourself.
Sorry about that. He'll come around. He's just still taking it all in.
Siona did mention he was quite difficult.
Dad.
Well, we can't let all this delicious food go to waste. Please, eat.
Control room access granted. Good evening, Trent. Welcome back.
Thanks, computer. Ryan, I'm back. We need to talk.
We do. Seeing you and Siona together made me realize something. You would stay on this planet with that girl through hell, just like I would for Bella and Sherry.
Ryan.
I went back and took the crystal. I'll ask you one more time. Will you come home to Altair with me?
I... can't. I've thought a lot about it. This duty to my family. And with Siona.
I just can't live without her anymore. Go home, Ryan.
I can't. You'll die.
Yes, you can. You just don't want to. And that's the problem. You don't want to let me go. Computer, initialize hyperspeed. Set destination, Altair. Coordinates, 30, 46, 76, 59.
Setting coordinates.
Stop! Computer, shut down. What is wrong with you?
You won't change my mind. I'm staying.
Trent, I need you.
And I need Siona. I love you, Ryan, but I'd rather die happy on Triton than live miserably on Altair.
Trent!
There's nothing you can say that will make me go with you. If you keep wasting time, it'll be too late. Get the crystal back to Altair. Your family's waiting for you.
But...
they don't need me, Ryan. The only one they need is you. Computer, initialize hyperspeed. Set destination for Altair.
I can't leave without you.
Yes, you can.
If I leave now, there is no coming back.
That's okay. It's what I want.
Blaster's ready. Initialize takeoff.
Initialize. I love you, Ryan.
Preparing for takeoff.
I love you too, Trent.
Don't worry about me. Tell Sherry I love her.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Yes?
Siona.
Trent! I was getting ready for bed. What are you doing here so late?
Siona, I'm staying on Triton with you. Ryan went back home and... hey. Why do you look so worried?
The power went out a little while ago. We've never experienced that before. It's so strange. But I'm glad to hear you're staying. Did you guys find the research that you were looking for?
Yeah. I think Altair is going to be okay.
Deleye Saldi. A radio drama written, produced, and directed by Krista Rogers, Jeff Sherwood, and Adam Lewis. Starring Matt Mahoney as Trent, Isaac Metcalf as Ryan, Adriana LaFranc as Siona, Mackenzie Zorn as Bella, Quincy Hunter as Mr. Tehran, and Krista Rogers as the narrator and computer voice. Featuring composition by Jeff Sherwood, dialogue editing by Krista Rogers, and sound design by Adam Lewis. Thanks for listening.
Deleye Saldi, wrapping up a trio of plays presented as part of the ongoing series A Theater in Your Head. The program has been created and produced in association with Purdue University Theater. Professor Rick Thomas mentored the students that created, wrote, directed, and voiced the radio dramas you heard this evening. I'm Greg Kustraba. Thanks for tuning in to A Theater in Your Head.